Of that 1 million jobs, one-third will be newly created. The other two-thirds of the vacancies are forecast to come from retirements and turnover. Roberta Gassman is State Secretary of Workforce Development. She says the greatest need will be among nurses and nursing assistants. But she says rural areas are facing a doctor shortage, and there's a need for all sorts of technicians.
As technology advances in medicine, and we need ultrasound workers and MRI operators, also people to assist in surgery.
Gassman says part of the solution is training more people. She says Governor Doyle's proposed budget would increase the university system's budget by $225 million. A portion of that would be targeted at health care. And she says the governor wants to double the size of the youth apprenticeship program that lets high school kids spend part of their school time on the job.
They're much more likely to stay in that kind of work and continue their training. And a third of our youth apprentices around the state right now are working in healthcare settings.
An aging population adds to the equation. Right now, one in every eight Wisconsin residents is 65 or older. By 2020, that demographic will account for one in every five residents. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.